Hello, beautiful people. It's your girl, Online Chemistry Akaz. Welcome to another episode of my Deck Zone. So it's been a while on this space and I miss talking to you guys. I hope you're really fine and you're staying safe. On today's episode, I'll be talking about ways to improve your social skills. But before that, I'll start with the first thing on my Deck Zone, which is my word of today. My word of today says, if you don't know and define where you're going, then everywhere you get to would look like it. I got this quote when I was reading an article titled The Law of Purpose. Now, to the main thing, which is all about social skills. Social skills are competencies which facilitate communication and interaction with others in any environment. Social skills can be essential when interacting with peers, preparing for an interview, and managing a team project. Social skill is a pretty muddy term on its own. It covers a range of situations and behaviors far too vast to discuss in a short period of time. When most people say they want to improve their social skills, I think what they really mean is how to get better at talking to strangers, make friends more easily, and be more comfortable in social situations. So those are the topics I'll focus on today. Good social skills are essential for effective communication. If you find socializing with others a challenge, start to take on the suggestions I'll be giving now and practice each of them consistently. Firstly, don't hide behind your phones. You can blame at least some of the issues you have with being social on the tiny computer you carry in your pocket. It has become acceptable to look at your phone in public, and this has had a negative effect on social interactions. Almost everyone has their nose stuck in their phone, and because it's become so socially acceptable, it is easy to use your phone to avoid interacting with strangers. If you want to connect with people, however, you need to put away your phones. It may seem awkward at first, maybe even painful, but if you want to have a conversation, you need to first signal that you are open to talking to people around you, and put away your headphones too. Wear headphones simply says, please don't talk to me, I don't want to be bothered. Secondly, behave like a social person. You can behave like a more social creature even if you don't feel like it. Don't allow anxiety to hold you back. Make the decision to talk to new people and to enter into conversation even when you're feeling nervous about it. Over time, it will get easier and you will quickly start improving your social skills. Do more things in person. These days, there are apps to deliver everything from groceries to toothpaste and every essentials we need. Combine these with services that let you stream more media than you could ever consume in a lifetime, and it is easy to spend most of your time indoor. While these digital services can help us save money and time, they can also isolate us from the real world. Without regular human contact, your social skills can devolve. Start small if necessary. If going to a party or spending time in a crowd seem overwhelming, start small. Go into the grocery store and say thank you to the clerk, or go to a restaurant and order your food. Practice making small talks gradually. Ask open-ended questions. If you want the attention of in a conversation, get familiar with open-ended questions. Encourage others to talk so you won't have to make the ideal chit chat. Ask questions that require more than a yes or no answer, and you may open the door to invite others to keep the conversation going. Be a good listener. Asking open-ended questions is a great way to keep a conversation going, but be careful. If you ask too much questions, you may come off as robotic or distracted. The last thing you want is for someone to think you're not listening to them. But how do you listen? Effective listening is about more than just passively receiving information. Instead, you need to show the other person that you're listening. This comes from affirmative statements, body language, and a healthy amount of silence. Next one is to encourage others to talk about themselves. Most people really enjoy talking about themselves. Ask a question about a person's career, hobby, or family. Show you are interested in hearing what is being said. Get out of your head. It is easy to get so focused on what you are going to say next that you forget to listen and be present in the conversation. I still struggle with this. Next time you're having a conversation, see if you catch yourself thinking about what you're going to say next rather than focusing on what your other person is saying. You may be surprised how often it happens. Offer compliments generously. Compliments can be a great way to open the door to a conversation. Offer a coworker a compliment on a presentation he gave at a meeting, or compliment your neighbor on his new car. Practice good manners. Good manners go a long way in improving social skills. Practice being polite, showing gratitude, and using good table manners. Do not force humor. Being funny is a great way to make friends, but not everyone is funny. At least not everyone is funny all the time. Not everyone has their personality, and that is okay. You don't have to be funny to have conversations and build great relationships. There is room for serious people in the world as well. Pay attention to your body language. Non-verbal communication is very important. Pay attention to the type of body language you use. Try to appear relaxed. Make appropriate amounts of eye contact and appear open to conversation. Stay up to date on current events. Read up on current trends and news stories so you have something to talk about with people. Try to avoid anything that is too controversial, such as politics, but to talk about other news stories that may be of interest. It can be a great way to start a conversation and can help you stick to neutral subjects. The next on this list is to identify and replace negative thoughts. If you have a lot of negative thoughts about your social interactions, it could become a self-fulfilling prophecy. For example, a person who thinks, "I'm really awkward and I will embarrass myself," may sit in the corner at a party. As a result, he may leave the party thinking that he must be really awkward because no one talks to him. Identify negative thoughts that are likely dragging you down. Replace them with more realistic thoughts such as, "I can make conversation and I can meet new people." And lastly, practice. The more successful social interactions you have, the more confident you become. And as your confidence grows, socializing with others will become easier. But you can't build your confidence if you aren't going out there and trying. This doesn't mean you have to go out to a different place every night of the week. You can start small and you can still embrace the alone time you need. Great social skills don't come easily. You need to practice yourself and really try those tips by talking with other people. Thank you, that's that on how to improve your social skills. Now to the next thing on my deck zone. This week's affirmations goes like this: I am happy, I am grateful, I am strong, I am determined, I am wise, I am intelligent, I am more than enough, I am passionate, I am loved, I am appreciated, I am happy to be alive today. Everything is working out for me, no matter how things look or appear, and all that counts is that my inner vision is firm, strong, and consistent. I believe in myself, and the universe is working in my favor. This is quite long. So now, moving on to the last thing on this segment, which is just so you know. Just so you know, the brain consists of two halves, the left and the right hemisphere. The two halves of the brain are associated with different functions. The right side is associated with our creative ability, for example, imagination, art, music, and so on, while the left side is associated with our rational ability, for example, judgment, competition, logic, etc. So, I have come to the end of this show. Thank you for staying this far with me. I really appreciate. Don't forget to share with your friends, leave reviews, comments, and check back next Thursday. So, with love and everything nice, I'm telling you goodbye and enjoy the rest of your day. Ta-da!